From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. One of the two Washington area sniper suspects, John Allen Muhammad, is now defending himself in a Virginia court. He and his younger companion, Lee Malvo, are accused of shooting 13 people in and around the nation's capital last year. Today, Muhammad questioned a victim of a crime that preceded those shootings, a Maryland restaurant owner who was robbed and shot on September 5th of 2002. NPR's Brian Naylor joins us now from the courthouse in Virginia Beach. Brian, today's testimony about the Maryland shooting took place in a trial about another shooting, one that took place in Virginia. Why was Muhammad questioning the restaurant owner today?
Robert, this crime, which occurred in early September of 2002, several weeks before the shooting spree took place, this crime is an act that prosecutors think is extremely important for two reasons. One, the restaurant owner, a man by the name of Paul LaRuffa, was robbed of $3,600 and change, she testified today. That was money that prosecutors think more or less financed the shooting spree and financed Muhammad and Malvo's travels over the next several weeks. Also stolen in that robbery shooting was a Sony laptop computer, which was later recovered in Muhammad's car when Muhammad and Malvo were arrested. This computer had a map program, and several of the shooting scenes were marked with skull and crossbones and smiley faces. So it's a very important piece of evidence for prosecutors.
Well, tell us about the testimony then from this restaurant owner.
It was at times quite emotional. Mr. LaRuffa said he walked to his car from his restaurant carrying the laptop and the proceeds of the day. He put them in the back seat. The next thing he knew, he heard shots and he realized that he was being shot. He testified, he said out loud, I'm not going to die. He realized that he was still breathing. As he was telling this, he dabbed his eye with tissues, and we heard the 911 tape from that incident in which a friend called in, and you could hear him in the background saying, hurry, hurry, please, I don't want to die in this parking lot.
Well, what was it like when John Allen Muhammad, acting as his own counsel, cross-examined the man who says that it was Muhammad himself who had shot him?
Well, it was quite strange. Muhammad tread very gently. He said, I'm not asking you any questions to disrespect you. I understand how it is when your life is on the line. And he simply asked LaRuffa a couple of questions. Did you see the person who shot you? LaRuffa said no. Did you see me? LaRuffa said no. Later, prosecutors objected to Muhammad trying to interject these statements before his questionings. One of the prosecutors said he said this to get favor with the jury. That's why he said it. And Judge Leroy Millett told Muhammad that from now on, he can only ask questions in cross-examination. He can't make statements.
What, if anything, came out today about the shooting of Dean Myers, the crime for which Mr. Muhammad is standing trial?
There was some interesting testimony from a police officer. Mr. Myers was shot in a gas station in Manassas, Virginia, and one of the officers who responded to the scene of that shooting, he was dispatched to a parking lot across the street at a restaurant from which it's believed the shots were fired. And he testified that he actually stopped Mr. Muhammad as he tried to drive out of the parking lot about a half an hour after the shooting. Officer Stephen Bailey said he approached Muhammad, found him very polite, and there was nothing suspicious, so he let him go. Under cross-examination, Muhammad said, well, did that make sense to you? And Bailey replied, I didn't catch on. I wish I had.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Brian Naylor speaking to us from the courthouse in Virginia Beach.